New research shows that Queenslanders are about twice as likely to get skin cancer compared to other Australians. And the typical skin cancer patient is a 55-year-old Queensland man. But wait a moment, that doesn't mean everyone else can relax coming into summer. As even the researchers concede, there are many more skin cancers that go uncounted. Brisbane's QIMR Berhofer Medical Research Institute has also found that once people have one skin cancer removed, they're far more likely to have more removed. George Roberts reports.
At 73 years old, Paul Turner's been having skin cancers checked and removed since the first one was discovered about 25 years ago.
Oh, I just became aware of some irritating spots on my forehead. So I went to a clinic and they diagnosed it as a skin cancer.
Since then, he's had to have regular checkups.
I go back every 6 months, and quite recently I've just had a treatment to remove some more cancers.
New research from the QIMR Berghofer Institute shows that by 70 years of age, half of all Australian men treated for skin cancer will have another cut out within 4 years. The lead researcher is Professor David Whiteman.
What this study has shown really for the first time is the extent of disease amongst older Australians and also the extent of multiplicity, that is the number of times people have multiple skin cancers over a short space of time.
The study found that 183,000 skin cancers, or about 74% of those removed from Australian skin, were taken from just 47% of the Australian skin cancer patients.
About 7% of the population gets a skin cancer excised over a 3-year period. What we found was that about half those people had more than one skin cancer excised. And this becomes more frequent with ageing.
The results also paint a picture of a 55-year-old Queensland man being the typical Australian skin cancer patient. Furthermore, Queenslanders are twice as likely to get skin cancers than the rest of the population, but Professor Whitemore says the study only looked at skin cancers that were cut out.
It probably underestimates, by some factor that we don't really know, the true extent of skin cancer in the community. Some people don't get them treated. And some people get them treated by burning them off, you know, or getting them frozen off at the GP practice, and we haven't counted those as well, and that's quite a common event.
David Whiteman says skin cancer is mostly caused by a combination of genetics and exposure.
And as people get older, they've just accumulated more DNA damage in their skin cells from being exposed to our harsh sunlight for decades.
Professor Whiteman says the results are important for politicians and clinicians.
This is a very expensive problem for Australia to manage. We spend more on skin cancer per head of population than any other country. It is one of the costliest cancers on our health budget, yet it's almost invisible. People don't think of it in the same way as they think of bowel cancer and breast cancer and prostate cancer.
Paul Turner suspects it was too much time in the sun as a youngster that triggered his skin cancers, but he's glad none have been the deadly variety.
It's always been diagnosed as non-malignant, not a dangerous cancer, just a skin surface cancer. So I'm lucky in that regard.
Skin cancer patient Paul Turner, ending that report from George Roberts.